Blog Talk Radio.
Live to see it, friends. You're listening to The World Transformed 1.5 on Fast Forward Radio. I'm Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this, the fourth installment of The World Transformed 1.5. This edition of The World Transformed 1.5 is a little bit of a departure from the rest of the topics covered in this series. By and large, The World Transformed is all about how we can take advantage of new capabilities offered by the major changes that are taking place. As I've mentioned on previous shows, our world stands to benefit tremendously from these new capabilities, but with the benefits of a world in transition come risks. And this time out, we're going to talk about existential risks and dystopias, and we'll begin our discussion of the technological singularity. First, an important definition. Existential risk refers to change agents that could spell the end for human civilization. Now, up to this point on The World Transformed 1.5, we've been talking about transformation driven by technological development. As I go through the list of potential threats to human civilization, we'll see that some of them are caused directly by new technologies, some are aided and abetted by new technologies, and some have little or nothing to do with technological development. However, any prevention or mitigation that we're able to put in place around this third class of risk will almost certainly rely on development of new technologies. So, technology is definitely part of the discussion when looking at any of them. In putting the list you're about to hear together, I relied heavily on the Wikipedia article on existential risk, which provides a good introduction to the topic if you're not familiar with it. That list begins with what are called severe forms of known or recorded disasters. These risks include events which have occurred before in human history with devastating results. The first of these, obviously, is war. Although the Wikipedia article mentions conventional warfare, it's hard to imagine a future war being fought entirely via conventional means. In fact, it's pretty hard to define what conventional means are anymore. Future warfare might include nuclear, biological, chemical, nanotechnological, or other advanced weapons. Even weapons that work by entirely conventional means are made more lethal by advances in engineering that allow for greater precision, greater power, and so forth. Moreover, what happens when these weapons, conventional or otherwise, are delivered primarily by machines, with human beings playing a less and less active role? Today we have drone aircraft with remote human pilots. It won't be long before the human pilots will be superfluous, and heavily armed machinery, whether on land, in the air, or in the water, will be much faster and more efficient, driven entirely by artificial intelligence. Still, it's hard to imagine a war causing the complete breakdown of civilization unless it involves nuclear, biological, or nanotech weapons. The next threat to civilization with historic antecedents is pandemic, caused by a virus, bacteria, fungus, or prion. Any of these agents, which naturally evolved or was engineered to resist treatment or prevention, could cause catastrophic loss of life. As it stands today, we have no way of treating exposure to prions, these tiny fragments of protein which can do so much damage. Mad cow disease is caused by a prion. The disease was so greatly feared precisely because we can do nothing about it. Imagine if biotechnology was used to combine a lethal prion with a highly infectious virus. The result would be devastating. Could such a scenario really bring down civilization or bring humanity to an end? It would have to be a highly infectious virus, more infectious than anything we've encountered to date. But yes, it could happen. Other catastrophes which have prehistoric antecedents include the loss of oxygen from all but surface area of the world's oceans. This is called an anoxic event. Large-scale volcanic activity, think of what happens when Yellowstone blows, which geologists predict is bound to happen sooner or later, or a massive ice age with all or most of the planet frozen solid. All of these have caused massive extinctions in the past, and all of them could occur again. And in some scenarios, we might set them off. Another possibility is a collision between the Earth and an asteroid or comet. As we all know from watching the movies Deep Impact and Armageddon, a sufficiently large object colliding with Earth could lead to an extinction-level event by raising a dust cloud that blocks the sun for years, or possibly decades. But a collision is not the only astronomical event that might bring us down. A rogue black hole might pass too close to the sun and cause all kinds of mischief. Or we might face a gamma ray burst from a nearby exploding star. Also, since we're talking about threats from outer space, we can't completely rule out hostile alien invasion or having the pandemic that brings us down originate elsewhere in the galaxy. Then there are some longer-term habitat threats for residents of planet Earth. Any of these might well wipe out civilization, might in fact destroy all life on Earth. But the time frame for most of these events is outside the scope of the World Transformed, which up to now has generally been focused on the coming decades or centuries. For example, there's a giant star called Eta Carinae, relatively close to our sun at 7,500 light-years distance, that may go hypernova. Oh, within the next million years or so. Another star, Gliese 710, is on a course that will take it to within 2 light-years of the sun, close enough to cause some serious gravitational perturbations, which could result in serious damage to or destruction of the inner planets of the solar system. That will happen in about 1.4 million years. Looking a bit farther out, in 3 billion years, our galaxy, the Milky Way, and its nearest neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy, are going to collide. No one really knows what the impact of that will be. Anyway, even if the sun gets through all that unscathed, it won't last forever. It will become a red giant in 5 billion years, which will destroy the Earth. Okay, well, that's a pretty good list of ends of the world, for starters. I'll have a few more to discuss in a moment. For now, let's just consider the relative difficulty of preventing any of these things from happening. I can imagine technology that would shield us from objects colliding with our planet. And I can imagine coming up with a technological solution that would prevent a supervolcano from exploding, or that would prevent an ice age from setting in. I can even imagine technology that shields us from a gamma ray burst, although that's going to take some serious shielding. Figuring out a way to keep the sun from entering its red giant phase is a little harder to imagine. And preventing the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies from colliding, well, now we're talking about some pretty massive engineering, aren't we? Although, frankly, the more practical solution to those last two would probably be to forego the cosmological engineering in favor of just finding a more hospitable place to live. But the really tough problems to solve go beyond the technological. How do we prevent wars from escalating past the point of no return? How do we prevent some maniac from unleashing a virus that wipes us all out? In the end, we may find galaxies are more flexible and easier to work with than human nature. Before I come back to the subject of ways the world might end, let's spend some time talking about dystopias. Although that term is generally used to refer to some kind of future repressive society, I'm going to use the term dystopia to refer to any significantly suboptimal future, of which future repressive societies are definitely one type. But we're talking about the world transformed here, and the point is, there are many ways the world could be transformed into a very grim and inhospitable place. For starters, any of the causes I've already discussed, if you take them down a notch, could lead to a dystopian future. We might have a volcano or an ice age that doesn't end human civilization altogether, but rather that simply wipes out 80 to 90% of us. The same could be true of a war, a pandemic, or most of the astronomical possibilities I mentioned. Or an industrial or scientific accident, or an act of war or terrorism, might leak unprecedented pollutants, toxins, or deadly biological agents into the environment. The world could suffer total economic collapse brought on by the high cost of energy, or climate change, or by solar flares knocking out the power grid. The internet could enable the rapid spread of dangerous ideologies, or just one ideology, that causes even more destruction and deprivation than the 20th century experienced from fascism and communism. And as we have discussed many times on Fast Forward Radio, rapid and widespread automation of work could lead to massive unemployment, which could trigger economic or political collapse. These concerns are all over and above the gloom and doom talk we hear about the economy. Personally, I take most of that talk with a grain of salt, as bad news and scary projections always serve somebody's political agenda. But the truth is, massive debt and slow-moving economy could easily factor into many of the scenarios I just mentioned. So, as you see, the world doesn't have to end. Things can just go horribly wrong. As we'll discuss over the course of this series, technological development can enable many of these horrible possibilities, but it's also our key to preventing many of them. Now let's switch back to the subject of the world ending, because there are some more possibilities there I haven't yet discussed. One of these is the so-called gray goo scenario. This term was coined by K. Eric Drexler, the author of Engines of Creation, and the man who has done more than anyone else to create awareness of the possibilities of nanotechnology. Drexler used the term gray goo to describe what the world might be turned into if molecular machines were to begin replicating themselves out of the material resources in their surrounding environment and just didn't stop. It would be difficult to defend oneself against runaway molecular machines. Chances are, in this scenario, our world would be reduced to molecular rubble before we could think of a way to stop it. Closely related to the gray goo scenario is the emergence of an unfriendly general artificial intelligence. I spent some time outlining that scenario a couple of weeks ago, so I won't repeat that description here tonight, except to point out that a greater than human intelligence that doesn't like us or doesn't care about us is perhaps the most dangerous and imminent threat we face. But the flip side of that threat is the dawning of the greatest period of advancement in human history. So, the emergence of greater than human intelligence also represents the greatest and most imminent opportunity for humanity. And we'll be talking about that opportunity in more detail next week. For now, suffice it to say that many of the most dangerous risks we face go hand in hand with some of the greatest opportunities we face. Dealing with all of these risks requires not just participating in this amazing area of transformation, it requires getting it right. An astounding future lies ahead, but we'll have to walk a razor's edge to get there. Please join us Monday evening for the Fast Forward Radio Archives. This is a fun show from January 2008, talking about Star Trek technology emerging in our world today. Big show coming up on Wednesday, the live show. We'll be reviewing Transcendent Man, the new documentary on the subject of Ray Kurzweil, which is available on iTunes. If you've not seen it yet, if it's not showing in your city, have not had an opportunity to go see it, get it on iTunes so you can be prepared to hear our review of it Wednesday night. 1 week from tonight, I'll be back on the World Transformed 1.5 talking in greater detail about the technological singularity. Well, I hope you'll be able to join us for all of our upcoming programs. And until next time, live to see it. Hello, and thanks for joining. You're listening to The World Transformed 1.5 on Fast Forward Radio. Coming up is a rebroadcast of today's program. Live to see it, friends. You're listening to The World Transformed 1.5 on Fast Forward Radio. I'm Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this, the fourth installment of The World Transformed 1.5. This edition of The World Transformed 1.5 is a little bit of a departure from the rest of the topics covered in this series. By and large, The World Transformed is all about how we can take advantage of new capabilities offered by the major changes that are taking place. As I've mentioned on previous shows, our world stands to benefit tremendously from these new capabilities, but with the benefits of a world in transition come risks. And this time out, we're going to talk about existential risks and dystopias, and we'll begin our discussion of the technological singularity. First, an important definition. Existential risk refers to change agents that could spell the end for human civilization. Now, up to this point on The World Transformed 1.5, we've been talking about transformation driven by technological development. As I go through the list of potential threats to human civilization, we'll see that some of them are caused directly by new technologies, some are aided and abetted by new technologies, and some have little or nothing to do with technological development. However, any prevention or mitigation that we're able to put in place around this third class of risk will almost certainly rely on development of new technologies. So, technology is definitely part of the discussion when looking at any of them. In putting the list you're about to hear together, I relied heavily on the Wikipedia article on existential risk, which provides a good introduction to the topic if you're not familiar with it. That list begins with what are called severe forms of known or recorded disasters. These risks include events which have occurred before in human history with devastating results. The first of these, obviously, is war. Although the Wikipedia article mentions conventional warfare, it's hard to imagine a future war being fought entirely via conventional means. In fact, it's pretty hard to define what conventional means are anymore. Future warfare might include nuclear, biological, chemical, nanotechnological, or other advanced weapons. Even weapons that work by entirely conventional means are made more lethal by advances in engineering that allow for greater precision, greater power, and so forth. Moreover, what happens when these weapons, conventional or otherwise, are delivered primarily by machines, with human beings playing a less and less active role? Today we have drone aircraft with remote human pilots. It won't be long before the human pilots will be superfluous, and heavily armed machinery, whether on land, in the air, or in the water, will be much faster and more efficient, driven entirely by artificial intelligence. Still, it's hard to imagine a war causing the complete breakdown of civilization unless it involves nuclear, biological, or nanotech weapons. The next threat to civilization with historic antecedents is pandemic, caused by a virus, bacteria, fungus, or prion. Any of these agents, which naturally evolved or was engineered to resist treatment or prevention, could cause catastrophic loss of life. As it stands today, we have no way of treating exposure to prions, these tiny fragments of protein which can do so much damage. Mad cow disease is caused by a prion. The disease was so greatly feared precisely because we can do nothing about it. Imagine if biotechnology was used to combine a lethal prion with a highly infectious virus. The result would be devastating. Could such a scenario really bring down civilization or bring humanity to an end? It would have to be a highly infectious virus, more infectious than anything we've encountered to date. But yes, it could happen. Other catastrophes which have prehistoric antecedents include the loss of oxygen from all but surface area of the world's oceans. This is called an anoxic event. Large-scale volcanic activity, think of what happens when Yellowstone blows, which geologists predict is bound to happen sooner or later, or a massive ice age, with all or most of the planet frozen solid. All of these have caused massive extinctions in the past, and all of them could occur again. And in some scenarios, we might set them off. Another possibility is a collision between the Earth and an asteroid or comet. As we all know from watching the movies Deep Impact and Armageddon, a sufficiently large object colliding with Earth could lead to an extinction-level event by raising a dust cloud that blocks the sun for years, or possibly decades. But a collision is not the only astronomical event that might bring us down. A rogue black hole might pass too close to the sun and cause all kinds of mischief. Or we might face a gamma ray burst from a nearby exploding star. Also, since we're talking about threats from outer space, we can't completely rule out hostile alien invasion or having the pandemic that brings us down originate elsewhere in the galaxy. Then there are some longer-term habitat threats for residents of planet Earth. Any of these might well wipe out civilization, might in fact destroy all life on Earth. But the time frame for most of these events is outside the scope of the world transformed, which up to now has generally been focused on the coming decades or centuries. For example, there's a giant star called Eta Carinae, relatively close to our sun at 7,500 light years distance, that may go hypernova, within the next million years or so. Another star, Gliese 710, is on a course that will take it to within 2 light years of the sun, close enough to cause some serious gravitational perturbations, which could result in serious damage to or destruction of the inner planets of the solar system. That will happen in about 1.4 million years. Looking a bit farther out, in 3 billion years, our galaxy, the Milky Way, and its nearest neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy, are going to collide. No one really knows what the impact of that will be. Anyway, Even if the sun gets through all that unscathed, it won't last forever. It will become a red giant in 5 billion years, which will destroy the Earth. Okay, well, that's a pretty good list of ends of the world, for starters. I'll have a few more to discuss in a moment. For now, let's just consider the relative difficulty of preventing any of these things from happening. I can imagine technology that would shield us from objects colliding with our planet. And I can imagine coming up with a technological solution that would prevent a supervolcano from exploding, or that would prevent an ice age from setting in. I can even imagine technology that shields us from a gamma ray burst, although that's going to take some serious shielding. Figuring out a way to keep the sun from entering its red giant phase is a little harder to imagine. And preventing the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies from colliding, well, now we're talking about some pretty massive engineering, aren't we? Although, frankly, the more practical solution to those last two would probably be to forego the cosmological engineering in favor of just finding a more hospitable place to live. But the really tough problems to solve go beyond the technological. How do we prevent wars from escalating past the point of no return? How do we prevent some maniac from unleashing a virus that wipes us all out? In the end, we may find galaxies are more flexible and easier to work with than human nature. Before I come back to the subject of ways the world might end, let's spend some time talking about dystopias. Although that term is generally used to refer to some kind of future repressive society, I'm going to use the term dystopia to refer to any significantly suboptimal future, of which future repressive societies are definitely one type. But we're talking about the world transformed here, and the point is, there are many ways the world could be transformed into a very grim and inhospitable place. For starters, any of the causes I've already discussed, if you take them down a notch, could lead to a dystopian future. We might have a volcano or an ice age that doesn't end human civilization altogether, but rather that simply wipes out 80 to 90% of us. The same could be true of a war, a pandemic, or most of the astronomical possibilities I mentioned. Or an industrial or scientific accident, or an act of war or terrorism, might leak unprecedented pollutants, toxins, or deadly biological agents into the environment. The world could suffer total economic collapse brought on by the high cost of energy, or climate change, or by solar flares knocking out the power grid. The internet could enable the rapid spread of dangerous ideologies, or just one ideology, that causes even more destruction and deprivation than the 20th century experienced from fascism and communism. And as we have discussed many times on Fast Forward Radio, rapid and widespread automation of work could lead to massive unemployment, which could trigger economic or political collapse. These concerns are all over and above the gloom and doom talk we hear about the economy. Personally, I take most of that talk with a grain of salt, as bad news and scary projections always serve somebody's political agenda. But the truth is, massive debt and slow-moving economy could easily factor into many of the scenarios I just mentioned. So, as you see, the world doesn't have to end. Things can just go horribly wrong. As we'll discuss over the course of this series, technological development can enable many of these horrible possibilities, but it's also our key to preventing many of them. Now let's switch back to the subject of the world ending, because there are some more possibilities there I haven't yet discussed. One of these is the so-called gray goo scenario. This term was coined by K. Eric Drexler, the author of Engines of Creation, and the man who has done more than anyone else to create awareness of the possibilities of nanotechnology. Drexler used the term gray goo to describe what the world might be turned into if molecular machines were to begin replicating themselves out of the material resources in their surrounding environment and just didn't stop. It would be difficult to defend oneself against runaway molecular machines. Chances are, in this scenario, our world would be reduced to molecular rubble before we could think of a way to stop it. Closely related to the gray goo scenario is the emergence of an unfriendly general artificial intelligence. I spent some time outlining that scenario a couple of weeks ago, so I won't repeat that description here tonight, except to point out that a greater than human intelligence that doesn't like us or doesn't care about us is perhaps the most dangerous and imminent threat we face. But the flip side of that threat is the dawning of the greatest period of advancement in human history. So, the emergence of greater than human intelligence also represents the greatest and most imminent opportunity for humanity. and we'll be talking about that opportunity in more detail next week. For now, suffice it to say that many of the most dangerous risks we face go hand in hand with some of the greatest opportunities we face. Dealing with all of these risks requires not just participating in this amazing area of transformation, it requires getting it right. An astounding future lies ahead, but we'll have to walk a razor's edge to get there. Please join us Monday evening for the Fast Forward Radio Archives. This is a fun show from January 2008, talking about Star Trek technology emerging in our world today. Big show coming up on Wednesday, the live show. We'll be reviewing Transcendent Man, the new documentary on the subject of Ray Kurzweil, which is available on iTunes. If you've not seen it yet, if it's not showing in your city, have not had an opportunity to go see it, get it on iTunes so you can be prepared to hear our review of it Wednesday night. 1 week from tonight, I'll be back on the World Transformed 1.5 talking in greater detail about the technological singularity. Well, I hope you'll be able to join us for all of our upcoming programs. And until next time, live to see it.